you got like, you got 10 cents for $10 maybe, something like that. Or you got a dime, you know, which wouldn't be a dime, it'd be, you know, maybe, you know, $100 or something. That's drug, usually drug, you know, a dime would be like $100. You know. It used to be $10, but now it's gone up. It's $100 now, a dime is $100, you know.
Where might you go if you wanted to get money quick by selling something?
A fence or a pawn shop.
Okay. What would be a kind of liquor that's usually made out of fruit?
Wine? Or brandy or liqueur, whatever.
Do you, have any special names for these kind of alcoholic mixtures, like, besides just brand names?
Oh, you mean like, mixed drinks?
Well, like, kinds of wine. And maybe some slang names that might go with it.
Let me think. Well, T-Bird for Thunderbird, I've heard. I like that. Right. Which is a cheap wine. I can't think of any rubbing alcohol or formaldehyde for some of the cheaper, you know, fruit wines. Formaldehyde, embalming fluid. stuff like that.
Okay, well, where might you find these winos? You said on the streets and all like that, but what might this area or these streets be called? Like,
Skid Row. It'd be Skid Row would be the term, but it, you know, differs. Like Tampa, it's Fortune Street, and over in St. Pete, it maybe. What is that place? It's hard to tell. It changes because they're all over.
What would you call some X-rated movie theaters, pornographic places? Where are they shown most? The area of town.
Old downtown, yeah. And, or on the outskirts now, or in these little bookshops they throw up. But, they would be, they would just be, slang terms, I don't know, that's, you know, porn houses is about all I can think of, or porn palaces. That's about it. I can't really think of any. Or just, you know.
Okay.
It's a pornographic movie, so. It's smut.
What are some federal and city employees, besides firemen and policemen, that have to work in that neighborhood as well as in yours? Any neighborhood as well as in yours?
City employees?
Yeah.
Oh, county clerks and judges and, well, secretaries for the clerks and judges, and you know they have their for the city clerk or whatever. They have all their offices around downtown. There's the state building down there, so there's the bureaucrats, you know, that come in, and the city officials, the mayor and his staff, and the city councilmen and all them that, you know, control the purse strings and the development of the city. And there's well, they call them like city planners, you know, and they have a manager, a city manager that, you know, oversees who knows what. And then there's all these agencies, you know, tax agencies, you know, for the city water department and the city sanitation department and the city, you know.
Yeah, who works for the city sanitation?